Madurando la idea de la que estaba hablando antes, me doy cuenta que, bueno, yo soy el que está diciendo 20 por 20, pero si yo me apodero de la vaina bien así exagerado, pues, o sea, que le meto, oh, candela, o sea, me extiendo un poquitico más por los dos lados, que por qué no, ellos no usan esa esquina por un coño, pudiésemos estar hablando de unos sólidos 600 square feet. O sea, estoy sacando el cálculo, ¿no? Así a rajatabla, de que si yo hubiese caminado 20, en vez de 20 pasos, camino 25 para cada lado, ¿verdad? 25 por 25 son 625 square feet. Le agrego tres pasos más a cada lado y esas son las caminerías. O yo creo que haciendo un cálculo de yo tomar 28 pasos a cada lado de esa casa. O sea, 28 por 28 son 56. No, no, no puede ser. Sí. 28 pasos por 28 pasos son 780 square feet. Vamos a decir que yo necesite 28 por 1, 28 por 1, o sea, 28 por 1, 28 por 2, porque está como una cruz, ¿será? Sí, como una cruz. Sería 56 square feet, son entonces de los 20, vamos a decir 27 por 27. Les tengo que restar. Ya va, un puto me acaba de perder contra que les tengo que restar. Ok, so 20, o sea, lo que le tengo que restar de caminerías, digamos que es un. O sea, va a ser 27 por 2, porque lo parto en un cruz, son 54 square feet. Entonces, si agarro 26 por 26 square feet, son 676. Si le resto 50 square feet, son 626 square feet. Una vaina está medio conservadora y todo, no sé por qué, de dónde sale mi conservadurismo, pero ya, 26 square feet, 626 square feet.
According to the keyword, whenever a web article is displayed on your browser in your Android phone, you can say, "Hey Google, read it," or "Hey Google, read this page." It will immediately read aloud the content of the web page. To help you follow along, your browser will automatically scroll the page and highlight words as they're read aloud.
Hey Google. Hey Google, can you read this? No madre. Ah, pero es que será que es porque tengo la mierda esta prendida, no lo creo.
Si el tiempo puede estar. Yeah, exactly.
No, and also like the way that you guys are living, like moving and
yeah,
like stuff, makes you realize,
And when you're, you see, I think it's like.
In 2 hours. You're gonna give me like drunk.
Oh no, it's okay. Well, don't drink it if you don't want to.
Oh no, but it's good. I love dark beer.
Thank you.
Esa es la única canción que me acuerdo de la banda de Ben Shorty. That's the only song I remember.
I mean, it's not even the song, it's just the rhythm.
Dude, like... Are they telling that we can't book anything here?
Yeah.
You
see, like, they have it nice on
either side,
so I can wear your
clothes.
I like their
clothes. I mean... You see the dark thing that they have over there? I'm not saying that we hate to get that, but I like it.
Where the water will drop down.
Yeah.
Like, there are ones like your
yeah.
Because that, I mean, bad water is, if I have plants, that water is not.
Yeah. And
you know, like, I mean, a fucking salad. Like, someone that is like.
Yeah. Of course.
Which can be. Can be really. To enjoy, you know?
Yeah.
It could be something, I mean, it's not what we're living in a party and raining on all case, it's the perfect time to clean the water without me having to, like, go back and forth with the water, you know?
Or if they're just dicks and they want to establish a little like this,
which...
Too bad, maybe.
Which I don't understand.
But only one?
Probably there's the hole for the oil.
Yeah. There's a nail there.
Mm-hmm.
We can hang something on this side.
Look at this something.
Ha ha ha!
People
plant
spot. Okay. So we're gonna hang a butt here and we're gonna hang a butt there. I'm gonna throw a line something
yes.
Like a does wire, literal wire. You can do wire with the wire with the number, or the something like a longer thing. I will make the point like this.
I mean, that's beautiful, yeah.
She can be a wall for a wall for this kind of wire.
Ah, es que marico, creo que nos van a por cuatro mojarse.
Dale.
No sé, digo yo. Antonio, mi yesquero, por favor.
No, pues.
No, yo quiero. Vale, pero tiene ahí.
Si compraste el tier 2, yo compré el tier 1.
Pero yo te había dicho, ya usted se me culpa por plantear esa guitarra, pero yo quiero que usted recuerde.
No, no fue como que, hermano, sí,
cómpratela.
No, claro,
porque había
yo compraba la Les Paul, esa con el Classic
Vision. Habían dos Les Paul, la que tú compraste y la 2, y la diferencia entre las dos era como $80, $70, y tú dices, no, vos parece que es más barato. Y la 2 era tier 2, que era como el mío, con un amplio de este tamaño, y una de Paul un poquito mejor hecha. Y entonces fuiste por el más barato.
A ese tiempo era distinto el pero con la economía, pues. Porque de hecho, en el momento sí fue un gasto como innecesario. Fue un gasto como es que estábamos en Black Friday. Entonces,
supuestamente
la oferta.
¿Cambia
inglés?
We
were in like in November in Black Friday, and we wanted to buy a acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
But he told me no, let's buy an electric guitar. It's better if we wanna play rock. That's what we want to like, have. So yeah, I bought the guitar, but the guitar came with a problem. It was like an electric problem.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't plug it to a pedal. it doesn't work. Like the sound doesn't come out right. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I want to switch the ampli. That way we can like make more noise.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be right.
The whole discussion that we're having is that he's sometimes blaming me because the guitar came with problems, with some electronic problems.
And you convinced him to get electric and acoustic.
And I convinced him to get electric and not acoustic. He would not have any of those problems if he had an acoustic, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
In my defense, I could say two things. The first and foremost, when we were discord, I told him to get the tier number two.
Yeah, but
it
you
can't,
but that's actually you can spend how much you want to spend.
I mean, but it was.
And also, even if you three should have something
to cover. No, but that's the thing. That's the thing. My compromise was like, yo, bro, you get the guitar and learn a little bit, and soon once when I have enough money, I'm gonna buy a bass and we can jam together. And so we did.
When he was learning, he should have gotten like a single guitar.
Nah, she should have gotten the second tier pack, and he should have gotten Fender instead of Gibson. Because Epiphone is like cheaply made, but Squire is like better. So you could get like just like my bass guitar or the guitar, and just like my amp and it would be alright. Well, he wanted the shape, you know? He bought the shape, baby. He wanted that shape. That bulky ass, he's paying for liking that ass, you know? And that guitar is hideous shape. Like, you carry my guitar, I have a Fender Rhodes. And the guitar is like break your back.
No, es pesada, pero a mí me gusta que sea pesada porque me hace mucho más fácil poder realmente usar otra guitarra y que puedo durar mucho más tiempo. It gives you like perseverance. Yeah, it's harder to like try to make it sound.
His guitar is almost as heavy as my bass.
Now I know, every time we use it, we have to turn it up. You have to like this.
Hell no, that's totally
up to me.
It's totally
up
to
me. And that is really important when you play an instrument.
Yeah.
I really play it
because
I only play with happy. So I don't play it too often.
I want to restring my banjo.
It's like November, right? Like that time.
Yeah, in winter it's supposed to stop a little bit.
Okay.
You know what this? The snow is melting in the dark. My meal.
Thank you.
Ella la acaba de dar. Nadie pelea, mira, ahí está.
Vamos a hacer nada. ¿Qué
hora es?
Son las 1:23.
crazy as. So we live in a weird time. We live in the post-participation trophy era, you know. Yeah. We live in the support trans athlete era. We live in the, you know, like everything. It's not.
We live in the era that we don't even know what's the next horizon. To put it that way, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've been seeing TikToks. Yeah, TikToks about. About how you, it doesn't matter anymore if you actually learn to speak properly a language, because
there's a fucking app that translates everything for you.
No, because this is for the sociological perspective, you know. This is like the social leaders and shit, public opinion leaders and TikTok. People has millions of views, and this is a girl that makes a video that says that basically, if everyone tells you, like you as an English speaker tells me that I'm pronouncing something in the wrong way, or that's not the proper, like you shouldn't use that expression or whatever,
yeah.
That's a form of racism, and that's a form of like neocolonialism and far right and whatever. And
it just, I feel like it depends who you're saying that to also, like how personal people take it. You know?
I mean.
Some people hate to be criticized, no matter like how.
I mean, I just feel that
Shitty their accent is or whatever.
We're getting to a point where we're even putting in doubt the structure itself of the language, because we want to be inclusive. We want to not discriminate. So we're even putting
it's all like it's cancel culture, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
We're raising a generation that's just more prone to
cancel shit. Yeah, to avoid shit, to like not talk about shit,
to create a perfect society, right? But
I think that
you can't mold a human being into just one type, you know.
I mean, bro,
that's why communism doesn't fucking work.
They grew up playing Minecraft, you know. They grew up
in a virtual digital reality.
You know what would be beautiful? We could even do, not even like a podcast, like a conversatory and shit about, check this subject, Michael. The evolution of the Western mind parallel to the evolution of the video games that each generation played, and the data that we're gonna do, it's the rules, like how these games work and how these games work, the set of rules, the set of values, the not only the boundaries, like most people they're fixated on like the material boundaries, you know, like the quality of video, whatever. No. I think if you actually pay attention and if you actually do the homework, you can really tell how the games itself, the psychology of those games has evolved, and how
it has to be based on how we're evolving, you know, as a general, you know, as a society.
I mean, I don't know.
The whole point
that
is remaining relevant, right? If you don't have, if there's no relevance, then why would he be interested in fucking buying, you know, getting the game?
I'm not a sociologist to say that shit.
And it's not only in the gaming, you know, context.
Yeah,
it's just all along, you know.
It's all along the culture, but the gaming, it's a particular close place dear to my heart. And also, the cool thing about games is like games after the 2000s, they became games with actualizations, you know? So instead of like, I mean, in the time between the first three GTAs and the last three GTAs, you could see that the companies used to do a lot more and a lot less time, if you take away the graphics part of the games.
The thing is that now it's more of data accrual. Now they have so much data that they can mismatch so much and create different scenarios.
They just keep
so
patching.
Essentially, it's just running on its own, on autopilot, you know?
And they just keep patching. They just keep patching, adding more stuff, patching, adding more stuff. But yeah, it becomes a beast of itself, and it's the people who...
Like a fucking entity, you know?
Yeah, it's a live organism. So these kids come from that. Comes from like a. My whole point is like back in the day, you had zero or little chance to actually modify the game. You know, you can find cracks in the game. You can find bugs in the game and use it in your favor. Or they were there to begin with.
Well, they paid to find bugs. You know, they made my bread too. The kids.
The thing is this, new games, you don't even need bugs. I mean, you can customize everything, bro. Like how everything looks, your not only your character, and then everything, like fucking everything. Like the stories now, it's upon your choosing, you know? So there is like 38 different finals to a game.
Yeah.
Like most likely. Por poquito.
I'm gonna send you, because that's the most gonna find that thing.
The problem is like these people raise on that shit when they approach reality, like let's say that in this sociological landmark, we are advanced as they are, you know, like they are the tip of the spear, but the base of the whole fucking society is not even the boomers, it's the golden generation thing, like they, the framework of this computer is still that one. That's what I'm trying to imply here. That
hasn't changed, like the rule.
No, yeah. Like, that's why society is so fucked up, dude. We are the technology and
remember
the sociological
that the more options you have, the more chaos is created within society, and the harder it is to control. So I don't know. It's just a hard.
I just think it's like, it's like, dude, like everything's built in a post-industrial economical control landscape, you know, like police shouldn't be like polices nowadays. Police nowadays, it works amazing for some places.
Like the ways that that generation is supposed to like improve and disprove, if that's even a word, está creciendo al mismo nivel. This is como que nunca va a haber, you know, there's never going to be like a...
Yeah, in the
shift. Actually, there could be a shift. Yeah.
When they die, when the old ones die, and even if they die,
but then they have young ones that are still being.
Yeah.
So that's never gonna. There's always gonna be a yin and a yang, bro. That's just the way the universe.
No, but like I mean, there is some degree.
You saw that guy, the Virgin
Atlantic
guy. You saw Richard Branson or whatever. He went up.
I'm waiting to see if he explodes. I will tap into it.
I'm waiting to see that nigga come.
Fun,
no, they came down. That was like a 10-minute trip. I thought they were gonna go like they didn't even experience gravity. It was more like you could see like when it turns dark, como cuando se pone el ozono así como oscuro, and then they went down.
But because shit
and
is.
And that Jeff Bezos is going next week or some shit. They were trying to figure out who was gonna go first. Pero Jeff Bezos iba a ser como otra cosa de loco. He's gonna go like.
I hope it crashes and explodes, bro.
Can you imagine the security around that fucking aircraft where they're gonna go? Like, the amount of people that want to kill
that. It's not that. Look, I mean, I'm not saying that this nigga Elon Musk is, like, as smart as they portray them to be, but I think he's smart enough to, like, kind of understand this whole shit that he's been doing with the.
Yeah, Elon Musk is a sociopath, too. I mean, he's just.
I mean,
he has another different.
All I'm saying is that he hasn't dared to jump in one of his own rockets to try it out.
Yeah.
And he's a guy from that world, you know? He's a savvy guy from that world.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Jeff Bezos, who's not a savvy guy from that world, he is gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos is just a victim of his own expansion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but why he's gonna do it? Why if this other guy has not...
How does a guy like that
express?
Like having just everything?
What do you mean? What the? There is no place for depression, bro. He's changing the fucking
world.
He's
so busy, he doesn't have.
That's the thing. Like, to me, it would be like bringing back the Gran Colombia.
Mm.
If I were that wealthy,
mm-hmm.
I would invest all my money in like buying governments in South America, and running them and unifying them and make Colombia, Venezuela, Panama, Ecuador.
But then you're gonna eventually want everybody to think the same,
and
dress the same.
No, fuck that. Just make it like the U.S. Like, you know, Peru could be their own Texas.
Like, you know, in North Korea, the guys can only have certain characters, right?
I know.
That's fucking crazy, man.
No. All I'm saying is like here, you know, like
there's
Gran Colombia. But, dude, Texas is Colombia, like actual Colombia. Venezuela becomes like California.
Yeah.
Ecuador becomes like Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, let's unite these nations as
like,
they were
designed.
South
America, if all South America was one country, like, imagine la potencia que sería. We would be like another China.
Not even like that. I think
South America.
Maybe Chilenos know because they're traidores y porquerías.
What do you think out of all the countries in South America, who would
the
take over? Like,
the politicians.
Which country would take over? Like, who do you think has? Obviously, Brazil has the most. But like politically speaking,
we're not.
We have more of like the.
That's one of the beautiful things about South America, bro. There isn't like in the
more rivalry to that point. Yeah.
For the most part, we all brothers. We all see ourselves like neighbors, and we all hate Spain, and we all are like Brazilians are our cousins that we don't understand, you know. But unless you talk about like, you know, Bolivia and Peru that they went to war, or Chile. Chile went to war with everyone, and Chile sold Argentina to the UK, so they lose to the Malvinas, and they also sent their communists in the 70s to Venezuela, and that will end up being in Hugo Chavez.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, Chileans have misbehaved the worst, I think. But well, the war of Paraguay also was horrible too. They killed a lot of Paraguayans.
That's a country that barely even
exists anymore, yeah. But if you take those two, three things, like, okay, a genocide and a couple wars, South America, it's by far, one of the most peaceful, when it comes to international wars, one of the most peaceful places ever. It's like, do you really think that Colombians and Venezuelans will go to a war with each other? It's impossible. There's too many Venezuelans inside of Colombia, and there's too many Colombians inside of Venezuela, and the roots go here and there so badly.
Now there's more. Obviously, there's more Venezuelans in Colombia now.
I mean, but back in the day, there were 8 million.
My grandpa, se fue para Venezuela, de lo de mi papá. He was there for like 30 years, and he came back, and everybody was growing up. Como si nada, like, hi, how's everybody? Like, imagínese.
Yeah.
Se desapareció, y no fue como mi papá.
I mean, but the whole point is like, that's normal. That's normal. Like, cuando Colombia estaba mal, los colombianos se vinieron a Venezuela.
Pero el tío de mi papá, el trabajo con el tío, el hermano y la abuela, que hicieron plata ya con real estate. Cuando pasó lo de Chávez, se fue. El tío tiene, he's like 85, 86. He lives in la frontera con Brasil y Venezuela.
Okay, my cow.
And they live there like, minus están hechos.
O sea, la cosa es esa, que los parecidos culturales son muy grandes, Michael. Hay como una hermandad que ya es cultural, es de religión, de lengua y de raza. Todos somos mestizos, todos hablamos un español chimbo, todos comemos alguna forma de arepa o tortilla. So, I can't really imagine a scenario where watch out for the bass.
I guess nothing can happen. Bro, these bases are so rigid when it comes to.
Listen,
I can smell a basil from here. It's crazy. I can smell a pestle.
You understand what you're saying?
But
we could do it in three ways. In one way, you could say that I'm a refugee.
Yeah.
Right? So, I have like Estocolm syndrome and shit. And like, of course, I come from a society with a big, strong man, Caudillo. One big city, metropolis, engulfing everything, Caracas, and yeah, you could say that.
But you're supposed to represent the opposite ideology of what
that will be
is
true.
Being
that will be truthful in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could also say that, or I could rephrase what you're saying and say like, okay, there is people who believe in the means to an end, and there is people who don't believe in the means to an end. I believe that the end justifies any means to get what it's important to get or what we need to get, you know? I kind of find like that.
But the concept of means to ends, it's very, it could be misconstrued a lot. Like, obviously, it's a philosophical statement.
It's an ethical statement.
What's
the means, you know?
What's the means to, like, I could be using you, for example, I go to the bank, right? I could be using you as a teller, right? Because I need money from you, right? So in order for me to get money, I'm using you as a means to get the ends, which is my cash, right? But I'm using you as a means. But
there's people that don't think that the means justify the ends, you know? Like, for instance, I'll put a phrase in this book.
Obviously, it's more of like a...
Gabriel has to eat. I have to eat, you know? He doesn't think that the end...
Yeah, it's justified by the ends.
Justify the means, you know? That's why he goes vegan, and he doesn't eat the industrial factory farm bullshit that I eat, right?
Yeah.
Me, I think that, you know, it's justified, so I go for it and I eat everything I can. That's what I'm trying to put it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's those two kind of people.
There's this guy that he did a study on the food, like veganism. I forgot where it was, some of this guy.
Man, I think in the long scheme of things, there's like actualizations, mm-hmm. like the Windows, like the patch, like the new versions and whatever. And I feel like our political way to distribute the world right now,
mm-hmm.
it's still lame, like fucking lame early 1800s to bullshit.
Like it works.
You know?
The thing is that it works on a minuscule. It can't work on a grand, like on a bigger scale.
No. Because
if you apply it through the political system, the whole means to end, then essentially.
No.
We wouldn't be able to have differences, variances.
These divisions, right? Like,
uh-huh.
at the beginning of the 1800s, it was cool for instance, America, that splitting the north of the south in, like, four different countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because in theory, it's going to be the more advanced, we're going to, like, be the richest in the continent,
mm-hmm.
we're going to develop industry before they do, they're going to be separated, we're going to work in a whole continental country.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That was cool for America back then. The problem is that you jump all these years now,
mm-hmm.
and now it's a piece of shit for America that those countries are undeveloped because China is doing, it's squeezing us in a way, bro. It's like
they're taking Africa, you know, they took control of Africa.
They're kicking us off from every other, like, overseas place,
mm-hmm.
rapidly, you know? And that's scary. And they became like the monopoly of the raw material bullshit because
mm-hmm.
guess what? Venezuela doesn't sell to the US, they sell to China.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil, they don't sell that much anymore directly to the US, they sell to China. So exactly what happened to the Japanese during World War II, it's this pandemic shows up that if China wants to cut, it's like a suicide mission, quote unquote, because their economy will crash too.
But it's like a what if, you know?
But
like,
they
let
could
me
do
see,
it.
Like, let me just try it out, experiment, and see what the fuck happens.
They could fucked up our economy. Just like the Russians can't hack our elections.
Like
shit.
The pandemic was like a little head start they wanted, you get me? Because at the end of the day, look at them doing right now, you know, what they're doing right now. They're literally like nothing happened.
They did way more money than anyone else with the pandemic.
They do so well as an independent, like, society that they're not really dependent on any government. You think about it, they have their own.
To be honest with you, I think the pandemic was a whole retaliation from China because Trump was putting sanctions left and right and fucking them up with the commercial wars, the trade wars and shit. Remember?
Yeah, and like you said, it's kind of like a suicide mission because, you know, it went.
But that's
pretty much spread more than what they thought.
They can afford it because
yeah.
their system, it's a dictatorship. So if people don't like it, they can suck a dick,
mm.
you know? But on the other hand, here's a democracy, and people is progressively poorer and poorer here in the US.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes the moment that we get like that kind of attack, I don't know anymore if we're going to have enough resources.
At that point, it's just like this kind of, you know,
if we're
going
to have
yourself.
Enough resources to be self-sustainable again, because that was how America won against England and the European countries.
Es como un método de estabilización, diría yo.
No, yo creo que es algo más
como
de forma, huevón.
Obviamente lo está. I mean, obviously, you know, the U.S. has, you know, contingency plans in place. But surprisingly, for the pandemic, they didn't. Actually, no, they did.
No.
Because
they used to have.
They had a.
And
Obama did a.
And Trump defunded them.
Exactly.
Because
they found out the written shit that they had that it kind of like it went in with what we were experiencing, which is a whole pandemic. They had like a whole office for that.
No, pero Obama por lo del ébola, ahí hasta vainas eso.
Por eso es que la había aprendido.
Yo voy a poner, sí, para aprenderlo, que yo voy a poner platica en esa vaina.
Yeah.
And they did, but Trump take that shit away.
Because who would have fucking thought that, I mean, obviously, being a conservative, you're trying to eliminate as much misuse of treasury funds as possible, right? So
the problem is this, bro. I have noticed this country has two faces, which is in and it's so.
There's always two faces for everything.
How it works. So one face of America, it's right now, is the Democrats. That it's the best PR in the world. You know, they
Democrats
say
are more boring
lies.
Than Republicans. That's
they
why I haven't kept
lies.
Up with them.
They are very good in diplomacy. They're very good in abroad terms, and they're very good in showing us Obama and his three daughters in the White House. At the same time, they were bombing the shit out of Aleppo, bro. Mm-hmm. Just testing those new brand new baby drones. You know,
that's pretty fucked up. Cause obviously, they had a lot of casualties because you don't know who you're killing at. Cause at the end of the day, it's a drone, right?
They were just testing that shit out. I mean, I get it. But
imagine the trauma of like the drone operators.
But that same people that did that didn't say
that's
the
like
drone
PTSD,
was
like
the devil.
Injected,
you know?
And shit. You know? A dose of PTSD. Yeah, that's just traumatizing.
Next thing you know, Trump made peace with the guy of South Korea.
Jong Sung Moon, whatever, Moon? Yeah, but it was already peace with Moon. Moon is democratic.
Bro, North Korea.
Oh, you said South.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I said Moon. Jong Sung Moon is the South Korean president.
The North Korean guy, dude.
Jim Jong-un was testing
missiles every other day.
He's probably still testing. I think he's probably blasting missiles up everybody's ass over there.
No. After we didn't elect Trump, he went back to it. That's the thing, dude. Like, that's.
Yeah, but you have 24 hours. You know, the CIA is watching them through satellites 24 hours. Like, you know, these people have live satellite footage. They monitor these sites. It's not that they're not aware. I guess they're just waiting, you know, until shit gets out of control.
Chinese evil, bro.
Just constant monitoring.
You think the government here is bad? The government here, it's beautiful, bro. It's actual professional people.
It's
who
stable.
Want to.
It's stable for some, but
yeah,
it works for most, you
I
know?
Mean, it's mostly.
I mean, we're here, you know.
Here,
we're in a balcony smoking a joint.
It's mostly about like taking care of your community, dude. Like taking the bad guys out of your map.
It's very cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly as it should. But law enforcement, for instance, in my country, they're evil, bro. And military intelligence, they were the more evil people that you could ever think of, bro.
It's not even their fault. Like, at the end of the day, they're just weak-minded individuals that they're brought into this, like a fly trap, you know?
I don't know, bro.
And
I met several, they didn't seem dumb. Especially in the restaurant.
The thing is that you don't have to be, I mean...
Have you ever met someone, Michael, that they don't
You could be smart, but still be blinded,
right?
You know what I mean? You could still be smart and blinded.
Have you ever met someone who has no light on their eyes?
Like, no remorse for anything, yeah.
No, they have cold eyes, bro. Like you try to see them, it's like seeing the eyes of a cow.
Sí, que no tienen emoción, no tienen nada de...
Not even
no.
A dog, more like a... Yeah, those kind of animals that they have the full red and black.
Yeah.
I think someone like... It's not like that, but you see him and he gives you like that impression.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking unsettling, bro.
But como te digo yo, esos, they're brought up... Who knows, probably like even a multi-generational... You know, ideological brainwash. At some point, you know, you gotta have to... Pero parece que también ha habido mucho en eso, o sea, there's been a lot of people in military that they've been, like they've woken up, you know?
Esa otra, marico.
That's kind of what was happening in Venezuela, like at the último, when the U.S. was trying to get in. They brought tanks over there, remember that? They got a good amount of military already on their side. And then, as usual, communism comes along, you can't do shit.
The thing with communism is like they're double back up. They're back up by international.
They back up whenever they're like. They back up whenever they. Oh yeah, we're interested. But like, when they're not backing up, they don't do shit. Like, you really think they help Cuba? Like, from the Cuban perspective, that there's no U.S. intervention because Iran and all these fucking people.
I don't think Putin is gonna do jack shit if America takes Cuba. Dude. I don't think they're gonna do jack shit.
Like, look how fucked up Cuba is. You know, they don't even. It's not like they do much. But military protection is always, you know, top notch. You know, siempre es lo superior a todo, a las remesas, a whatever, a los a las importaciones que traigan, you know, que traiga Rusia, you know.
En mis sueños más liberales y bolivarianos de todos, finalmente China le hace el bloqueo a Estados Unidos. Estados Unidos encuentra que necesita materia prima, marico, y necesita gente porque ya no podemos seguir pagando una camisa a $16 porque ya no tenemos el precio de los niños esclavos indonesios. Ahora hay que pagarle a un americano o un suramericano para hacerlo. Y los suramericanos podrían hacerlo, pero loco, no tienen ni la fábrica, ni los ha entrenado a nadie, ni un culo, marico, y sus países son una locura de violencia. Y si lo hacemos aquí en los Estados Unidos, no es sostenible, porque igual necesitamos materias primas que vengan de esos países.
Or just people have to, o sea, la gente tiene que estar dispuesta a que le paguen menos, ¿sí?
La gente no va a estar dispuesta a que le paguen menos, Michael.
O sea, yo prefiero que me paguen menos y tener todavía cosas que me pueda poner, o sea, diferencias.
Escucha mi fantasía completa y luego la comentas. Que en mi fantasía, China le hace eso a Estados Unidos y Estados Unidos entonces se da cuenta que a través de Cuba, si toma Cuba, a través de tomar Cuba, políticamente también puede tomar de un solo coñazo Nicaragua, Venezuela y hasta Ecuador. En ese coñazo, cae en esa
cadena. Cae en un domino
fall. Brrr. Y entonces, si Estados Unidos entra a esos países y repiensa esos países, with an American perspective, okay, what we have here, how we could make business out of whatever is here right now, and the laws that we're gonna use is like U.S. laws, like all these countries has been through like so many constitutions and constitutional blah 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 blah
in
blah,
their
blah,
own
blah.
Style, yeah.
We could do that. We could stop that shit. We're just gonna do like the same business laws that we have here and whatever. And why the fuck no? It's America. And
that's why it's a fantasy.
You make those business go. I mean, you make those countries start to work like a business, and then you won't add them to the 50 states, right? You won't do that. But you will add them as, I mean, you will make like what we have for Micronesia and Hawaii and all that thing. You can make another state, let's call it, like the Hispanic state or whatever. And you have all these countries that are, and then you're going to have like...
So we have like one and places like that.
Yeah. Then it's going to become more like the Commonwealth, like the UK with Australia, like South Africa and India and these countries.
And now India, like 20 other places, yeah.
So America and all these countries become like one economical front, you know? Like, okay, we have...
Basically like a coalition led by the U.S.
Like, create America. America, like America, like it's America. You know,
como Brasil que sea un estado, como decir la Florida.
Exactly,
como decir,
exactly. Yeah. It's the same thing. You keep your country, but now it's a state.
Pero ya es más potencia,
it's
ya.
State, yeah.
Now it's the East against the West, you know? I mean, the West against the East.
Because it's, you know what, and the Chinese have the upper hand in this. They are already been colonized in so many of these places, you know.
In Africa, mucho oro. Y en África como que yo cuando nosotros cuando supuestamente estábamos que íbamos a comprar oro, que íbamos a comprar oro, we almost got scammed because there's so many scammers out there. But the thing is, se aprovecha porque mucho oro. Y nos decía una señora que she basically you pay her 10,000. Y ella va con usted allá y va a las minas y todo y you get the gold and you make sure it's legal and you bring it back to your whatever country. Pero hay que pagar 10,000. Nadie quería pagar eso. And she's like, you wouldn't imagine the amount of Chinese out here that basically own like African land. Basically son chinos, tienen minas y tienen obreros negros ahí trabajándoles, sacándoles el oro.
Ya están adelantadísimos, marico. Y sabes que también me
y un tema comerciante, porque it's not even like government. It's like uno como chino tiene plata y va y invierte, you know?
Otra cosa en la que América ha perdido, que era como su gran poder, es que en la guerra cultural, weón, tú sabes que John Cena no dice Taiwán.
Taiwán.
John Cena, you know John Cena. You can't see me now, actually.
Yeah, I know John Cena.
He won't name Taiwán.
Why?
He multiple times have dodged that question.
¿Por qué?
Porque
tan específico Taiwán.
He fucked his business in China.
Es que Taiwán is an independent country, but Chinese are like looming over that.
Oh, bro. It was China. It was the legitimate government of China.
Yeah.
There was the commie.
Uh-huh.
The commies beat the shit out of these people, and these people jump into this little island. And that island happened to be surrounded by a bunch of UK boats and shit. Because the UK used that island to like.
Speak English or,
So like gringos were like, I'm gonna keep this port, you know? Like the UK was like, I'm gonna keep this port. So Mao took all continental China, and the few people who could escape from China from the losing side, they went to live in Taiwan, and they happened to become very good at microchipping. You know?
Oh, I'm really good at microchipping.
All those microchips come with your phone, my computer, my car, everything comes from there, bro. They became the masters of that shit. So China is always looming on that.
But the US is like, if that's another thing.
America is like
exactly
like a fat redneck with a long gun. Just wait.
Anything
there.
Happens?
Just wait.
Yeah, we got your back.
Hello, neighbor. Hello, neighbor.
You see how there's always this control, like here and there? That's why.
Chess match. You wanna play chess?
I don't wanna play chess.
Ah, come on. You don't know how to play chess?
I play checkers.
Come on, I'll bring my chess, I'll teach you.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. If you know how to play checkers, it's easy as fuck. It's the same thing as checkers.
Where's all the numbers on that one?
It's like checkers, but.
What time is it? It's still raining.
You have a couple more moves. And you should play slow.
Huh?
You know, in checkers you play as fast as you can and shit. This shit, nah, this shit's dope.
Apology.
You have to. I love to introduce people to chess because
I'm very impatient, I'm very restless.
I can,
as a human being.
So. I can recreate what they told to me. That it was, chess is the game of the decisions. It's all about making decisions. And the one that makes worse decisions loses. The one that makes the best decision wins. Tablero otra vez de Venezuela, perro. Mira, dale.
Black, ok.
Mire, si no vas a comer ese porro fácil.
Yeah.
No tienes ahí.
Ok.
You skip it two ashtrays and you just put
I just
it
ashtray
in
there?
The,
oh,
in
my
the,
bad.
In the tray.
Just
yeah, fucking. Just
I just saw that so occupied right there.
Copy my. How I put the pieces. So these ones that you have a lot, that's a pawn. Pawn. Those guys are like your foot soldiers. Hang on down.
Brain's chess.
And as you can see, since there's a lot of them, they're expendable. You know? In the score, they were 1 point only.
Okay.
But if they happen to reach the other side of the board, they become any piece you want.
The big ones in the back, yeah.
So you will link pieces, just like you will do it in checkers, with pawns. Okay. And no tienes que ponerlo igual que yo, bueno.
Ah, en la misma orden igual, ¿no?
O sea, como yo tengo los míos, tú tienes que tener los tuyos. Empezamos los dos igualitos.
Oh, fuck. Es que sabes por qué yo los estoy... I want to know I'm spacing them.
Y las reinas en su color. ¿Cómo se mueven? Mire, por ejemplo, el caballo se mueve así.
Pero yo los organizo aquí.
Para acá, ¿ves? La reina se puede mover como ella le dé la gana, o sea, ella se puede mover así, se puede mover así, ¿sabes? Lo que no puede saltar a otra persona. Okay. La arrendaban en su color. Los peoncitos solamente se mueven de uno en uno cuando se mueven por primera vez.
So say it again. So you're basically saying so these have to move sideways, right?
This one, the horse, he moves in an L-shaped way. You know? Like a little L. So where he is, you know,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
L. So I could move like this right here, you know?
No, but the thing is this, horses like, jump.
Okay. So you jump and then you do this in a way.
Yeah. But it's like how many L's you see there around that horse? I tell you.
One.
You have one.
Two.
Two. You have three. Right? So if you have the horse, for instance, let's say here, you have to see the possibilities of this one piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's one L,
mm-hmm.
right? So that would mean he could hit here, he could hit here, he could hit here, he could hit here.
Or he could move two spaces too,
right?
Basically.
He could hit here, he could hit here, he could hit here, and he could hit here. Right? That's his range of action.
But not in one shot, obviously. It has to be like gradually moving up, you know?
No. Like where he's standing, he can jump to any of those spaces that I talked to you about, you know? Like here, and here, here, and here, and here, and here, and here, and here.
And then I do the opposite. I can only move in the dark ones.
No. The color doesn't have nothing to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
The color will save it for later. We're talking about the horse. This is the most odd moving piece of the whole game. All the other pieces have more sense because they can jump.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that can jump. So what happened with horses is like they have like this attack bonus. You will see that the jumping thing, it's actually not a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great while moving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you set it in a good position, it's great, but regardless, it's always like you have to jump to another place, or like it's tricky. But they have a bonus that no one else has. It's like, for instance, this is a situation, right? This guy here. Okay. If I do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm directly attacking your king, right? Can't block.
I can't just go from here to here?
No. They just kill sideways. Over there where I put the horse, no one can kill him in a single shot. So that will be like if you can't move, let's say, and I have this guy here, so you can't move here. Okay? You can't move here and you can't block me. The only thing that you could do is move here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say. So let's take that away from you in order to explain you truthfully how it is this shit. So let's say I have my queen here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't move here or my queen will kill you, right? You can't move here because my bishop will kill you. Let's say I kill you, this guy too, right? And in my last turn, and it's your turn, right? It's your turn and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you do this, or like you do this to try to scare me that you're gonna eat my horse in the next turn because I don't have protection.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have protection either, so you messed up in that part. So I kill your horse, right?
But what do you mean no protection when I have these three right here?
Yeah, but they are protecting each other. I told you they kill sideways. They can kill at the front.
Mm.
They actually get blocked between each other most of the time. Like this guy and this guy, they're in a stalemate. He can kill here and here. He can kill here and here. He can advance if he's still existing. He can advance if he's still existing. Because they're the foot soldiers, thinking them like an infantry or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a horse like a cavalry unit, like a bunch of guys riding horses. So let's say like whatever this happens, tragata. And you have this here, so you can't move, right? Since my attack, it's direct to you, and you can't kill the horse, you can't move anywhere from the horse, and that's such composition,
mm-hmm.
That's game over. Different from, let's say, I'm doing the same exact thing, trying to kill you, right? So I have, I don't know, I have the horse here, so you can't move here, right? And you're here. I don't know, yeah. Yeah, whatever, you're here.
Pero porque no hace mejor como que usted haga una movida y después haga como la mía también, ¿me entiendes?
Todo lo que estoy haciendo es mi movida y la suya. Cuando pero yo es muevo que yo las negras, muevo la suya. Let's say that you're here, right? And you do this to directly attack your king. Right?
Eso se puede mover como de cualquier forma.
No piensa en esto todavía. Ignórela. Ajá, digamos que yo te estoy atacando con mi bishop, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. I'm straight attacking to you. If you was a horse, you would have to kill me. Because you can't block his attack. Mm-hmm. You will have to kill me or move. But since he's a bishop, you can put this guy up here.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So you block the attack from the bishop, right?
Mm-hmm. But you move this one from where? Because I thought you said you could only move them sideways.
No. They kill sideways.
Okay.
But they move one by one in the front.
Okay.
The first time they move, they can move twice. They can move, they can do this, a charge. But if they start like this, they just gotta keep going like this,
mm-hmm.
and they tend to protect each other, you know. They're
okay.
expendable. So let's say you do this, right? Like you do this, you block my attack with the bishop.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do this, right? I'll keep attacking. So in this situation, you're being attacked, right? You can't kill him because my horse will kill you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to step back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not. But how? For instance, okay, that's your turn, right? So I get to this, and I don't know what I'll do. It's like whatever. Let's say I have my queen here, and I'll have my queen here. Bullshit, I put my queen here, whatever.
That's
right?
What I'm saying, you can move it as many places you want and just won't go. Se la puede mover de aquí para acá. O sea, yo pensé que eso era que uno no podía sino mover a.
Sí. O sea, es que yo no estoy aplicando la mecánica del juego, no el juego como tal.
Por eso, por
o
eso
sea,
que
se me estoy aplicando mecánica. It's like I'm showing you how to make a free throw.
Pero yo tengo que
pass.
Aprender cómo son las reglas, porque si, entonces, si no me entiendes, yo voy a estar moviéndolo por todos lados.
Es que esa es la. Bueno, ok, voy a hacer las reglas de cada pieza.
O sea, básicamente hasta ahora ya aprendió que ese se mueve así y solamente mata así. El this
sideways.
Horse could skip and then it could move sideways, right? And make an L, right? This is the bishop, right? This one right here.
Yeah.
The bishop. This is I don't
no,
know. I've
king.
Seen you move this
that's
one. Okay,
king.
As a king.
That moves this one spot. Okay, let's do this. Okay, so I'm gonna play against myself, so
mm-hmm.
you can see, right? So the bomb, the first time, he moves like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna put.
Same order.
Right, so I'll put this guy. Mira,
mm-hmm.
I'll mimic the same thing. I will do the same, right? So in that moment, let's say I'm reckless. I'll kill you. Right?
Okay.
So you're reckless too. And the queen. She can move like a tower and like a bishop. So boom, you kill me here, right? Pretty awful setback to me. So let's say I want your queen out of there as soon as possible because she can fuck me out with my king. So I'm gonna do this. So that horse is fucking up the queen. So I will just put back my queen because fuck you, you messed up the first step. And then I'll just move another horse to freak you out, right? You see the L shape? They just jump. So you got a game of horses, you can fight back the bishops. So then I do this. I do this. So I have this bishop protecting this pawn, and I have this guy.
No, pero mataste uno. Yeah, you did kill one.
Ah, eran dos. Seguro estaban.
Mira dónde me picó. Mira,
seguro
estaban
follando mientras nos picaban, ¿no? Hijo de la gran puta.
Pero entonces el tema es básicamente, o sea, avanzar y comer.
Sí, pero es matar a este man.
Uh-huh.
O sea, usted tiene que matar a todos los secuaces para matar al rey. Tiene que matar al rey, ¿ves? Entonces, bueno, mira ahí. yo, para sanarme a mí mismo, me tiraría este peón para acá arriba. Entonces ya sé que yo ya me atrasé con el juego de peones. Yo hago esto por amortiguar, ¿verdad? Pero entonces, nada, hasta me manda a comer mierda y me tira esta vaina para acá.
Así, ¿y se puede comer así? No se puede comer, yo pensé que era de la, eso es lo mejor. Tú me dices que se come
como,
así.
No, usted me escuchó mal. Como usted me está viendo comer, es como se come propiamente. Yo estoy comiendo aquí y me está amenazando el caballo. Pero yo creo que tú eres maricón y no te vas a atrever a usar tu reno. Si yo tiro mi otra mierda para acá y seguimos empatados, ¿verdad? A este punto, tú estás pensando si yo en verdad sé jugar o si yo soy un mamahuevo que está puro troleando a gente que sí sabe jugar con ganas de joder. Y me pongo a tirarme una jugada así como más de reglamento y saco este peón para acá, ¿verdad? So, te va a ver por qué eso es importante en el futuro. Yo, como soy alto piro y quiero quemar todo lo que pueda quemar en el proceso, yo no voy a tratar de hacer lo mismo. De pura gonorrea. Entonces, tipo, puta, hace esto. ¡Ajá! Dos targets in the way. Uno está protegido por esto, pero entonces en el siguiente turno él me puede matar esto. Y si yo lo mato con esto, igual la reina me va a matar. Se vuelve un juego como de stakes.
Pero I could move from here and kill those two?
No, just the first one. The one that you have in the side.
But I can't right now because obviously they're both protecting me. They're both protecting me.
So then it becomes like...
What about this one right here? How can I move this one?
That's a tower. You will see.
I can move it right here?
No, it's a tower. Let me advance
in my own game. Tower goes this way. Yeah.
Let me advance in my own game and you will see why everything is important. So at this point I know I'm fucked. And the clock, it's ticking. So I'll do this and then check.
Fuck.
So I will have to think what to do, because engaging is what you want. Engaging is not what I need right now. So I will go with this. Look at this one. Fuck you, Michael. I put a bishop in your way. So, we can't kill each other, honestly speaking. And then you block yourself your way from this one. So, kind of like my ruse attack worked in a way. But now I'm stuck in a horrible situation. So, I'm just gonna keep going up front, right? At this point, I'm not sure if you know what you're doing, but it's too many people. I can't kill your horse anymore. That shit is bringing me the creeps. I don't know what I should do. If I should run this horse here to protect, or I can't put it here. If I put it here, I can't. I didn't attack this guy, and you can fuck me over. So actually, it's the black who's going, right? So actually, me being the black, I would say that the most proper play right now, it will be doing this. Another horse. You saw that horse movement? From where it was, from here. Tagata. So it was a lateral L, you know? So after you move that horse, I get to see that I'm losing my time. So I'm just going to crank this shit up. Because in the game of bishops, I have my bishop here and my bishop here. Mm-hmm. Just protecting this and this. But if I happen to have one more piece than you and I win the math game, you're fucked. Mm-hmm. So we're just waiting there.
It should look more complicated.
Yeah, that's why they say it's more people playing and shit, you know? Yeah, at this point I'm so good that I don't know what to do with myself, so I'm just gonna do this. Since the White King was never in check during the game, he can do that thing that is like switch over from the tower. So now he's protected by the tower. Whatever. So now it's the Black's turn and there is a lot of mess to unmess. So I go like this. Fuck. I have nowhere to put the fucking horse. But.
Well, you could kill me already, right?
You gotta be resourceful. I run away with my horse to don't lose it towards a pound. No one wants to lose a horse to a pound, so the horse is 3 points and the ability to jump. A pound is expendable, it's bullshit.
So now I see that I can do that now, and I don't have idea how to give myself the power. So I'll jump this guy up, right? Because I want to win. So then me myself, I will see like, okay, this is a top stake situation. If that horse is not killed, that horse is gonna do something the next turn that my
everybody just kill right there.
Where? Who can kill him?
I can't kill you by just doing this. No. Why not? Because this only can kill this.
No.
No.
It's the third time I told you they kill here and here. If a pawn, if this pawn were here,
is that you told me that this moves like this and that you could kill sideways?
No,
but
bro, it's the third time that
you said that.
Okay, forget that shit. It's here and here.
Okay.
This guy kills here and here. This guy kills here. You know, this guy could kill anyone here or here.
Okay.
You know, this guy kills anyone here, and this guy kills anyone here, and this guy kills anyone here. They're like foot soldiers, they just have one. One space.
It could be anywhere but one space, yeah.
But not the one in right in front of them.
Okay.
You know?
You see, ahorita me ha dicho otra cosa, pero okay, yeah, now I get it. So now right in front, to the side, okay.
Okay, so now it's like a game inside. You could kill me, I'm gonna kill you with your queen. But I don't really know what you wanna do with that fucking horse. And probably you're gonna kill me anyways the next turn, you know. Probably you want to with your bishop, you want to put your bishop here and try to kill my queen or something. So fuck you, I'm gonna kill you first, right? And then you do this, and then I will retaliate with all my might and take this shit. So at that point, well, you have my queen like right next to your king. That's never like something that tells you that you're actually winning the match. But I mean, who knows? No? Like, so it's your turn. It's the black piece's turn, and you know what? Since you didn't move the king, you were in check, but you didn't move the king. I think it's fair to like you fucking dug up. You got inside. Right. So, since you did that move, I will go here. Fuck you. And you will be like, oh no, fuck my army, scramble. Fuck you. So it's a double threat. You're attacking the horse, and you're attacking the tower too. No, because the bishop is pointing at the tower now. Now that this pawn is not in the way anymore. And it's also pushing this. So I have to decide.
Which one are you gonna risk?
No, which one I'm gonna lose. I know for a fact that next turn you're gonna kill them, you know? Because for sure, you know, that's what I will do. So I say, fuck, bro, I don't wanna lose either, but whatever.
You're gonna lose your body or something.
Whatever, man, go ahead. No, 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 gratis, grabar video, no, grabar.
You pay for storage.
No,
pero, money for storage.
No, pero los tengo en el cloud de ellos, Juan.
Hi, any reason, espérate, es que este man...
Te espero que estoy jugando. Que no los veo, bro.
¿Qué? Los
zancudos. No
los veo. Estamos todos picados. Se lo han picado. Ahorita le va a picar todo. Hasta la duela le van a picar porque yo he visto que se han parado ahí, pero es hard to get them. Yo le dije ahorita bueno y lo mató, pero. She's just going inside. Me va a matar aquí. What are you gonna smoke? What are you gonna do? You gonna smoke a cigarette or what? What time is it? I didn't want to wait till Ali was here.
Man, Ali gets here at 9. Don't worry. Don't worry. So hold on, let me take the pieces.
Este man sigue llamando. Estamos esperando una...
Coge mi celular.
Espérate que yo, I'm gonna take everything first. Is there enough for me?
Thanks, we never do that shit. I mean, I do this.
It's better for men with the milk and shit.
So yeah, basically it's a game of stakes, you know? So it's your turn again. So you just fucking kill this horse, right? Then it's me. So I do this. So your guys are stuck here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't move it anywhere. It's just stuck like a motherfucker. But then you just go and kill this guy. Brah!
Mm-hmm.
Right out of bad blood. Then I kill this with my guy here. But in that moment, tables start turning, bro. So you do like this shit. Pragata. So I'm like in the middle of a fire, you know? If I kill the horse, this guy killed me. If I kill this guy, this bitch killed me. If I kill this guy, this bitch is gonna kill me. If I kill this guy is gonna kill me. Right now, no one is attacking my queen, but I'm completely surrounded. If I move anywhere of the black ones, I'm dead because she kills me. If I move in this one, he and he will fuck me up. And if we move to the white one where he guys is, he will fuck me up. So it's kind of beautiful stalemate. Like it's a way to stop me on my breaks with my queen advance. I really can't do that much at this point. So I will like... I mean... this more. I mean, I put more cards in, more chips in, more stakes. This is 4 points. Yeah. So I have my 4 point pointing at your 3-pointer, and then you have the queen here. This all is gonna end up really bad. So okay. So. Whose turn is the white one? No, it's the black one. It's the black one. You have to do something to get rid of this motherfucker. Por eso aquí las partidas tienen tiempo, marico, porque el tiempo tiene que ver. Look at this one. Fra. So with that move, you can't kill my horse. The white one can't kill the horse. There's no one to kill the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse, it's attacking the queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the stalemate that the horse created was broken.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have black bishop and white bishop pointing at each other directly.
Yeah.
Like right now. So it's white's turn. why it has to do something, you know, to break the stalemate, because in the next turn he's gonna lose his queen, so I have to move my queen or lose it, basically.
There's only a set amount of plays that you could do, you know what I mean? So it's already predetermined what's the outcome.
No, there's too many choices that drift the game apart. Okay, let's see. Fuck you, man. If you lose your queen, I lose my queen. Put it that way. And to me, it wasn't that bad, dude. Like I was mostly bluffing. Like I don't really want to lose my queen because I'm in a shittier position than you are. So I'm just gonna kind of try to escape out of this. Oof. Yeah, everything's super hard if you're black right now. Everything's hard when you're black anyways. So I'll try to do this. Escape with my queen. So we will cover to save their queen instead of like murdering each other. But I'm still white, I'm still winning. So I'm gonna try to just to get rid of your fucking towers or something, you know? And as you did that, you forget. Ooh. Shit. Fuck. So hard to play against myself, bro. Okay, it's white time turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So okay, so why in this fucking stalemate will like just move this guy here? And black one is so fixated over saving his queen and the whole process, and that he has his horse stuck to, pretty much. You will move this guy here. Tragata! Which is a very bad situation for my queen, because if I move, there's no one protecting this guy.
There's so many fucking variants,
which is not bueno, and I can't pull this guy back up because this guy here might kill him if I pull him here. So he doesn't have backup, but I can't lose my queen, dude. Like, that's the source of my attack. So I'm just gonna do this, you know, check this out. Just gonna escape to the other side of the place. It's your turn. And now you have the upper hand. So you just go for revenge. And you kill my tower. Because no one is protecting my tower. And I could do this. No.
And then can't you just kill your own king if there's no protecting?
No. I could do this, right?
Okay, now it's different.
Wait, my queen was where it was. No, where was my queen? My queen was elsewhere. Fuck, I fucked up the last part there. He was there? Was it right here? No.
I think it was right here, like somewhere around there.
Yeah, it was. No, but it wasn't the same line that this guy did. It was somewhere else. I don't know. Because if it was in the same line with this guy might kill her, and that was the whole thing.
Ahorita movió ese, ese no lo tenía ahí. You could have just killed this one with this one, having not been any protection on either side.
O sea, hay una manera en la que estábamos jugando. Let's say que este peón, este alfil no estaba, que este alfil no existía, mm-hmm. Era jaque mate. ¿Por qué? Porque entonces, mire, este peón me mata si voy para acá, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Si me muevo para acá, la torre me sigue matando. Mm-hmm. Si me muevo para acá, la torre me sigue matando. No tengo para dónde moverme, jaque mate. Lo que pasa es que yo tenía este alfil aquí protegido con este peón, mm-hmm. Y entonces yo podía hacer esto. Tágata. Entonces, si la torre me mataba, el rey se mataba a la torre. ¿Se me entiendes?
Por eso, now you're supposed to be. There's a tie, right? Because it's 2 and 2.
Mm-mm.
Or 3 and 2.
You won. Like, let's say the black won. Sí, porque el blanco tenía el mate desde hace rato y no lo hizo. Hasta que el negro apareció. Vamos a intentarlo, yo voy a jugar como modo más fácil posible y explicándote todo lo que yo hago y lo que tú haces. Lo podemos sacar en 3 minutos, marico. No sé, depende de usted realmente.
Yeah, how long does this game usually go for?
Depends on the people who play them.
But if you don't know your team, then obviously...
If they're equally matched... Yeah, but I'm not gonna play to like destroy you and shit. I'm gonna play just to fool around with you. Yeah. I mean...
Es como que juguemos fútbol, marico, y yo juegue más fútbol que tú. Yo no voy a jugar a lesionarte o a hacerte 15.000 goles, marico. Yo voy a pasar la pelota contigo y ya.
I feel so tired, I haven't slept.
You want a pickle?
A pickle?
Yeah, you want a pickle?
No, I'm good. I'm gonna get food later, I'm gonna get Chick-fil-A later. Mm. What time is it?
It's kind of far for you.
Bueno,
me lo chupé, te quimio. Ya, que... Ay, que le cu... Ay, que le cu...